From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Surfers were stunned and more than a little bummed. Last week, the Southern California man who pioneered the mass production of surfboards announced that he was closing shop. Gordon Grubby Clark of Clark Foam supplied an estimated 90% of the polyurethane foam used to make surfboards around the world. Gloria Hillard reports on the shockwave that Clark's departure has created.
For Matt Nickel, a young surfer wiggling into a wetsuit, the big news at this popular surf beach in San Clemente, California, was the waves were picking up and...
Oh, Clark Foam. It's all over the place. School, everywhere, just the shutting down of it. Kids are talking about it, and I mean, that's even in junior high. There's just a ton of kids talking about that.
And about a mile away, just over the crest of multi-million-dollar Ocean View Homes, is what they call the Surf Ghetto, an industrial cluster of surfboard artisans and manufacturers. Here, a strong chemical smell spilled out of a fiberglass warehouse, as did a heated discussion with owner Paul Burton and some of his workers.
Trying to figure it out.
It took like a day to set in, really.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, oh, this isn't real.
Yeah.
I mean, how could the whole rug be pulled out from underneath us in one day?
Yeah.
In this nearby warehouse, a shaper is using a door planer to transform an oval piece of foam, the product produced by Clark Foam, into a surfboard.
It's basically sculpture. We sculpt a raw chunk, you know, of foam into a really beautiful glass slipper type item for surfing on.
Matt Biolos is the head shaper and owner of Lost Surfboards. Since starting his business, Clark Foam, located just up the freeway, delivered the in-the-rough surfboard shapes to his doorstep. Biolos says Clark Foam's closing has been a wake-up call.
Basically, it's like the daddy kicked us all out of the house and to go and run our own businesses. And
because you relied on this company?
Everybody relied on Gordon like we were just his children.
Larger surfboard manufacturers like Biolos' company will now be looking to foreign sources for their raw material, like Brazil, South Africa, and Asia. For smaller shapers like Tim Patterson, who produces 200 custom-made boards a month, there is more uncertainty.
It's crazy for us, and that's, you know, so we're a little worried about our futures, but we'll overcome it, definitely.
It's a global surfing world these days. In Manchester, England, at Harpoon Louis Surf Shop, owner Oliver Monk says it's been all the gossip of late.
Yeah, quite shocked, really. No one can understand why. Clark are pretty much, to my mind, the sort of Rolls Royce of surfboards, of surfboard blanks. You know, it's they're head and shoulders above the rest. So it's, you know, it's a great shame that they're not going to be making any more.
In explaining his decision to close down, company founder Gordon Grubby Clark sent out a 7-page letter to his customers, citing pressure from local, state, and federal regulators over environmental and safety compliances. Overlooking the ocean, Chris Morrow, the editor of Surfer Magazine, says the abrupt closing seems in keeping with the 72-year-old's renegade persona. In 1961, Clark started the business with Hobie Alter, of Hobie Cat fame.
But Grubby ended up taking it over and running with it. He's very much a genius. He's kind of like a Howard Hughes in a way.
It was not just manufacturers, but retailers reacting to the closing. Damon Richards, whose family has owned Val Surf, a surf shop in Los Angeles for over 40 years, says he's had to raise his board prices from $50 to $150 in response to manufacturers' increases.
There's been a pretty heavy frenzy. People have been coming in and wanting to buy multiple boards, thinking that the value of the boards are going to go up astronomically and become collector's items.
Back at the famed T Street Beach in San Clemente, 15-year-old Cassie Bartenstein, a board tucked under her arm, was taking the news all in stride.
Clark Foam shutting down is a big issue, but I'm sure the surfboard world will make it through it.
And helping them through it, another perfect surf day in Southern California as the sun started to set, reflecting a brilliant orange over perfect waves. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.